Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the New York Knicks. Minnesota comes in with a record of 35-36. New York is 42-30 on the year. Over their last 10, Minnesota 4-6 is on a two-game losing streak. New York, meanwhile, 7-3, has won three straight. Here are the numbers. Minnesota averages 115.7 per game and surrenders 115.9, while New York scores 115.1 and surrenders 112.2. Turnovers 15 a game by Minnesota, 12 per night by the Knicks. New York 46.5% from the field, Minnesota 49.1%. Three-point shooting, 36% from long range by Minnesota, 34.8% by New York. And the Knicks shoot 76.5% from the free throw line, Minnesota 75.8%. Timberwolves get 34.9 points per game from their bench. Knicks average just 29.8 points per game from their second squad. The Knicks won the first meeting of these two clubs, 120-107. They are the home team in this one. They are healthy. Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, both out and questionable, respectively. And I expect the Knicks to win this game going away. I'd be shocked if this game was close. If Edwards doesn't play, I don't see how the Timberwolves keep it close. I got the Knicks at home easily in this one. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Minnesota and New York. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fern with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the New York Knicks. The lines are currently open in the favors of the New York Knicks at home, sitting at 7.5 in the spread with the over-under of 224.5. Now, when you look at these two teams on offensive end, right now, the Knicks are just a little bit above the middle of the pack right now, averaging 115.1 points, while Minnesota's just outside the top 10, currently ranked 12th overall, averaging 115.6 points per game. Now, the Knicks right now are a top 10 team when it comes to points allowed. They currently rank 7th overall, averaging and allowing 112.2 points, while Minnesota is a little bit below the middle of the pack right now, currently ranked 18th, averaging and allowing 116 points per game. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're probably looking at the over in this game. However, I would consider taking the under. And the reason for that, if you just look at these two teams overall, the last time they played, the eight matchups, the under's been favored 7-1. And it's going to get a little tougher now because Anthony Edwards is out indefinitely, so that's one of your better scorers right now. You still don't have Karl-Anthony Towns, who's out, so you really don't have no really true consistent offensive scorer on this Minnesota team. So it's going to be kind of hard for them to even do the over in this game, because who's going to generate points for Minnesota? I tell you who will generate points for the New York Knicks, and that's Julius Randle right now. Currently right now, it sits at 25.5. His last 10 games, he's been averaging 25.3. And last time he played against Minnesota, he had 31 points. I would definitely lean and take the over on that one. Jalen Brunson is back too. Now look, if you look at his last five games, he's been averaging 24.8 points. It's currently right now sitting at 24.5. If you look at it overall, I would definitely lean and take the over right now. I think Jalen Brunson is going to slowly get in his groove. Definitely take the over on Jalen Brunson. Another play I would just probably take the over into is RJ Barrett. It's sitting right now at 18.5. It might move up probably, but right now 18.5. Take the over on that right now. Look, last time he played Minnesota, he had 22 points. Last 10 games, he's been averaging 20.7. And the last time he just played, he did draw 21 points. So that's with Jalen Brunson. So don't think, oh, Jalen Brunson's back is going to lower his thing. He looked like he'd still give you at least 20 points. So I would definitely lean and take the over on that one. Now, when it comes to overall spread, I do like the Knicks at home. Like I said, no Anthony Edwards right now. And if you look at what's been trending, the last five meetings against the Knicks right now, Minnesota's been 1-4 against the spread. I would definitely lean towards the Knicks and the spread in this one, and I would take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Minnesota Timberwolves and the New York Knicks. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.